the damages. A man who didn't finish his school. This song makes a guy dance. A guy can dance now. The street he grew up on. This song makes a guy dance like his hips are attached to his tongue and a toaster. Tell you.
Listeners, you are tuned into Now Playing on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa and CHUO.FM online. It is Wednesday, February 29th. I'm your host, Emma Godmere, and with me on the show today is Peter and Jeff from Toronto band Teenage Kicks. We'll be talking with these guys about their new EP coming out this week, some upcoming shows, and they'll be spinning some tracks that they have picked out themselves. But to kick off the show, we will play a Teenage Kicks track. This is Middle of the Night on CHUO 89.1 FM. Listeners, you are tuned into Now Playing, and I'm here with Peter and Jeff of Teenage Kicks here in Toronto. How are you guys doing?
Good. Very good.
Glad to hear it. You guys, this week, have your second EP coming out, Be On My Side. You guys must be pretty excited for that.
Very excited.
And you have the release show at the Horseshoe Tavern this Friday as well. Now, this, as I understand, is your second EP. First one came out around...
Same time last year, almost.
I guess my first question would be, what sort of motivated you guys to come out with a second EP as opposed to going, right after a full length or something like that?
Probably money more than anything. Just like not the proper resources to like do a full length justice. I think that's probably the best explanation.
Yeah. Is that still something that's going to be in the future for you guys, do you think?
I hope so. Next one. I don't want to do another EP.
Yeah, we definitely want to get a full length out there. Like, we have the songs for it. Like, we're capable of it. We just need, like Peter said, the resources to do it, to do it justice. So
that's fair. And in terms of, I guess comparing the debut EP with this EP, I don't know, what are some of the biggest differences, do you think, for you guys? Obviously, I cultivated a bit more of like a following here in Toronto now as well, so I think there's more of a group eagerly anticipating this EP. But other than that, what are some of the differences between last time around and this time around?
It sounds like, I don't want to say less garage rocky, but I think it did end up like turning out like a little more fully formed and a little like easier on the ears, maybe. Rational Anthems was like a tough album to do in the first place, just because it took a long time and it was really frustrating and we were fighting a lot as a band. This one was a lot like easier. We still did it twice, which is like no Teenage Kicks recording is complete without doing something twice or three times. But it was a lot more pleasant, and I think the singing is better. I'm singing, I'm not screaming as much, so I think this is a better sounding and like more, I don't want to say put together, because it was more natural than the last one was. But ultimately, I think it sounds more put together.
And in terms of recording, was it like a similar setup as in terms of last time, like going into the studio, or was it more of like an independent endeavor?
The only thing that we did differently this time was that we did the drums in a real studio rather than in our house. And then we tracked everything else in our house, and we were lucky enough to be able to get one of our friends, Dan Weston, to mix it. So Peter didn't have to go through the trouble of trying to mix it again, because that was one of the biggest like hardships about Rational Anthems was, you know, him having to mix it. So
as well as, like, I produced it and engineered it, so it was like, you know, wearing too many hats.
Yeah, as well as singing and like putting the songs together and everything. You said it's a little bit more put together, but there's a more natural feel with this EP as well. Do you think part of that is because it is more of a, I mean, you're doing it still out of your own home. Is there sort of an extra comfort level there that you perhaps wouldn't have anywhere else?
To an extent. I think, like, someone like me, I'm very obsessive compulsive. It's almost a bad thing. Like, that, like, comfort is, like, means that I can listen to something for 4 hours straight and obsess over it. So, I mean, I'd like to go into a real studio next time for the whole thing. You know, but I think that we're, like, capable as a band to make a good-sounding record on our own, but sometimes you don't. A good-sounding record is different than, like, a good record. So I think this time it is a good record, but, you know, next time it could be, you know, a little bit of a different situation. I think that having an outside ear and having the resources and the, you know, the mics and the preamps to, like, make, like, an amazing-sounding record, it would be, you know, a benefit to the band.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I was going to say, I've absolutely loved what I've heard so far. I had no idea that it was like an at-home effort, so I think it's wonderful so far. You know, you guys have picked out some tracks that you would like to play. There's some stuff that you guys have been listening to lately. What would you like to play first?
We want to do a Vice song called The Undiscovered First, and it's pretty late in the album. I think it's like track number 9, yeah. But it kind of sounds like the Constantines. It has the same feel as that, but Jeff and I both love the new Feist record a lot, so.
Incredible. I listened to it probably about 5 times for it to become like one of my favorite records I've ever heard. It's just amazing.
Excellent. This is Feist, The Undiscovered First on CHUO 89.1 FM. Show. I'm here with Peter and Jeff from Teenage Kicks, just wrapping up some late in the day meals here at Sneaky D's College in Bathurst in Toronto. How are the fries?
Good.
Too many of them.
Excellent. Now, with this new EP, Be On My Side, you guys, you just mentioned that you have a documentary coming out with it as well.
Yep.
So what is the documentary about the making of the EP itself? What's the situation?
Yeah, it's about the making of the EP as well as our New Year's show that we kind of all like tied into one. But it kind of took a bunch of different forms and it settled. It's pretty compact, so there's not a lot of like explanation, but we didn't want to be overly self-indulgent.
What motivated you guys to make a documentary? Is this something else that was self-produced, or did you work with some other folks for this?
Our friend Sean ended up making it, but it was like, he's like one of our buddies, so it was pretty like do-it-yourself, and we filmed some of the footage and he filmed the other stuff using our in-house camera that we bought for all our videos. But it's just like we always like Jeff and I especially love like band documentaries, and we just thought it would be like a nice companion piece to the EP.
What maybe you can tell me about some of the best stuff that you guys got on footage with the documentary?
Most of it didn't make it.
A lot of the stuff that I filmed did not make it. Apparently, Sean wanted to go for more of a serious direction with it, but
we did. We did one series of shots where Jeff used a vocoder on his voice and talked in either a really high voice or really low voice, and kept saying, "Hello, sailor, you look cute," I think, or "You're looking cute, sailor." So there was like a bunch of stuff like that, but the serious director wouldn't let any of it in.
So there's a lot of good stuff that hit the cutting room floor then.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to have to do like a reel, an extra, like a bonus features or something.
Yeah.
So I guess, how are you guys releasing that then? Is it going to be an online?
Online. Apparently the CBC is going to release it hopefully this week, so. By the time this airs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is going to be airing on Wednesday. So perhaps, CBC Radio 3, you said?
Yeah, actually just CBC Music.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, the new CBC Music portal now. Well, any listeners out there can go out and check it out. Another cool project that you guys have had on the go as well is the Singles Club, which I think sounds so great and just out of context. Where did the idea for that come from? The idea of releasing tracks you release tracks individually, I suppose.
Hit me in the middle of the night. No reference to the song. I just thought about it one night because I have a bunch of like crazy schemes. I made Muppets and I like made a board game. And the Singles Club was like the next thing. And it was more. I think the idea was the Lava Life thing. I like that the best. Like just the combination of like the imagery, the pun, because we like the pun. But I kind of was trying to keep the Beatles in mind, I guess, because I was doing some of my extensive Beatle research, and it was just the fact that they were putting out these like singles every like 4 or 5 months, and they were all like, you know, amazing songs. So I thought with that in combination with like iTunes culture and, you know, how there's so many radio stations that Top 40 is not Top 40 anymore. It's like, it's Pop 40, you know, like Rihanna and Katy Perry and all that stuff. And you kind of never really know when Rihanna puts out an album. She's just always there, you know, she's always putting something out. So I kind of wanted to stay at the top of people's minds. And over the last 2 years, everything we've done has been very like sparse, you know, like a year for an EP is kind of extensive. So we thought, you know, let's try this out and see if the band, you know, maybe a song that we thought shouldn't be on a record might end up being people's favorite song.
That's actually a really cool idea, because I've never really heard of people doing that before. I mean, sometimes people will, obviously, like songs that didn't make it onto a record, they'll then release an EP after that. But I like that idea that everything that you work on, you kind of want to put it out there for people to listen to. And in terms of how the Singles Club actually works itself, somebody signs up, and then how often are you guys actually releasing these?
2 months. And we did two bonus ones on Valentine's. We did like a couple of covers.
Oh. That's excellent. That's really good. Are some of those singles are actually on? Or some of the first singles that you guys released are actually on the EP right now as well,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That'll probably be the only thing that is like on two things. Hopefully, most of them are like next month's is is like the first song we ever released as a band, but it was never formally released. It was just like an acoustic video, doing that full band and a song from one of our old bands redone.
Excellent. I look forward to that. And if anybody wants to sign up for that, where can they head to online?
I bought a fancy URL, tksinglesclub.com.
Excellent. It's got its own website and everything. That's brilliant. We're going to spin another song that you guys chose. Jeff, you were talking about Bri Webb, I think?
Yes. Bri Webb, one of Canada's finest songwriters. We went and saw him a few weeks ago at the Music Gallery, and it was really awesome. I really like his new album, so this is probably the best song from it.
Excellent. This is Bri Webb with Undertaker on CHUO 89.1 FM. Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Peter and Jeff from Toronto band Teenage Kicks. You guys are playing, well, first of all, your EP is being released this week, and then you're releasing it, I think, officially the same day that you guys are playing at the Horseshoe, correct?
Yes.
And actually, I think last time I saw you guys was at the Horseshoe. You guys seem to, is that one of the most frequented venues by you guys here?
Yeah, I love the Horseshoe. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I love the Horseshoe.
What are some of your other favorite venues to play in the city?
I don't know. We haven't, like, we've played in Toronto, like, we played at Sneaks, and we played at the Horseshoe, we played at the Elmo, but I don't know. Actually, we played at Sound Academy. That was really fun. And we're playing at the Phoenix next month, so I'm really looking forward to that. But Elmo's cool. And like the Horseshoe. We love the Horseshoe, so.
It is a standard, right?
Yeah.
Who are you playing at the Phoenix with next month?
Trouble Charger.
All right, for CMW, of course. That's gonna. Are you guys excited for CMW?
Oh yeah, for sure. And actually, the month after, we're playing the Phoenix again with Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh my God, that's incredible, you guys. That's a lot to look forward to. And in terms of the Horseshoe show, which will, I guess, technically be this week. It's next week for us right now, and it'll be this Friday. Who are you playing with?
I believe the Sweet Mac and San Sebastian.
Have you played with those guys before?
Everyone but Beliefs.
Nice.
Yeah.
You look good night with good friends and stuff. Now, so you mentioned earlier on, Peter, that CBC Music is going to be showing the documentary that you guys have put together. And I was saying to you guys earlier as well that I first heard you through CBC Radio 3. What has some of the support been like for you guys with them, or even from other outlets?
Alan Cross has been really supportive. I know that we were getting like a little bit of play before on CBC Radio 3, like you said, that's how you heard us. But I don't really know, to be honest with you. I know that we've had like play on Sirius Radio before, which is cool. I don't know how, but I don't know. There's not like, as far as we know, there's no one like, there's not like some like. Like some super supportive outlet or anything like that, but CBC Radio 3 is cool. They always have a lot of cool bands, so yeah.
So there's sort of like a next frontier, I guess, if to choose a weird word. Sort of a next, I guess, the next step that you guys are looking to take.
All right, my stomach hurts so bad.
Are you gonna be okay?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
But in terms of, some more radio and stuff like that, is that something that you guys are looking to do even more, I guess?
Yeah, we'd love to be, you know, all over the radio, like commercial radio too, college radio. We just did like all of our mail outs for college radio and, but I mean like the biggest thing for us is we want to be on the road. We want to be, you know, outside of Canada too. We want to go into Europe and, so yeah, I guess that would be like the next like frontier for us.
Well, you've got plenty of support here at CHUO then. We'll keep spinning you guys, and we're definitely looking forward to everything else that's coming down the pipe. We have time for one more song. Peter, I think you had a pick.
A young band from Hamilton who are very good and awe-inspiring. They're called The Dirty Nil, and the song is called Fucking Up Young.
On CHUO 89.1 FM. Here on Now Playing. Thanks so much again, Peter and Jeff, for joining me. This is really great.
Thank you for having us.
Aww, my pleasure. And for any Toronto listeners out there, they will be playing The Horseshoe this Friday night. Definitely go out and check that out. And you guys mentioned the Singles Club website, but in terms of general website for folks to check out tour dates and music?
Teenage Kicks, teenagekicks.com. Teenagekicks.com is a porn site, so don't go there.
Found that out last week.
That's a lovely surprise. Yeah. Oh, man.
It's actually a British porn site, by the way. Sorry, I looked at a few of the links.
just for background. So you didn't just stumble upon the site, you spent some time there.
Well, someone who we know went to the site, they stumbled upon and I investigated.
Right, a friend of a friend. That's excellent. Well, thank you so much again, you guys, for joining us. And to take you guys into the rest of your afternoon, we will play another song off of their Be On My Side EP. This is Shook Our Bones by Teenage Kicks on CHUO 89.1 FM. Have a fantastic afternoon.